This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How do we know if a mental condition is medical or black magic related? Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. This question in regard to someone who have a mental condition, is it medical or related to black magic? A lot of people get confused and interpret any mental conditions as black magic or jinn or possession. First of all, let me start by saying that jinn possessions is true, magic is true, al-ayn, evil eye, is true. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-ayn haqq min sharri hasidin idha hasad. We have a whole surah about al-jinn in al-Quran, and they have influence over humans. And I want to say that even jinn can cause these medical conditions, mental or even physical. The answer for this is simple. Even if it's a magic, even if it is caused by jinn or anything of that nature, the only thing we have at hand is to do what? Is to make dua, to pray, to read Quran, to fast, is to do the morning and the night adhkar, and we should do that anyway. It doesn't matter, black magic or the white magic or no magic at all. It is something you should be doing anyway. So for me, when someone comes to me, they say, you have to do this adhkar regardless. That's one. And you make a lot of dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal you. And the ruqya is not only related to magic. A ruqya also is a healing. Al Quran is a healer, even for physical and mental conditions. And that will not in any shape or form contradict seeking medical help from professional and taking medication and so forth. It's like when someone has a depression. This is something there is basically a medical explanation for it. You should seek medicine and professional help. And at the same time, you should increase your taqwa, your tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no contradictions. But what's wrong is everything happening in the world, just we basically connected to black magic and to jinn, which is something you would never be able to verify in 99% of the cases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us and give us all hidayah.